Time to talk a little small business. Time to welcome in Chris Ballatin from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. Chris, welcome back, man. How are you?
Brian, I'm doing well. I've got feel a little bit of a cold coming on, so I'm calling in today. But I'd much rather be there in studio with you.
I appreciate the precaution, to be sure.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, it is. And tomorrow's going to be cold. I mean, the rest of the nation's going to be a lot colder, but it's going to be cold for our standards, to be sure.
I appreciate it. It feels good out there.
Yeah, seasonably appropriate cold, as I like to call it. So we got some stuff to talk about on Small Business Saturday, but there's no way I don't start with I want to start with Moxie, because you had told me, and we were trading emails back and forth, and you had told me you wanted to give a shout-out to Moxie. Can we start there? Because I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's essentially like a modern day bartering service. Mm-hmm. So you would pay with your Moxie card, the same way you pay with the credit card. You have to be sort of in the group to be able to utilize it. It's meant sort of explicitly for small businesses. But in addition to the owners, you know, staff can have gift cards, so it can be used as a form of compensation. But the kind of the simplest way to think about it would be, if you own an ice cream shop and one of your kids needs braces, you could never, you know, in the real world, approach the dentist and say, can I trade you, you know, 5,000 ice cream cones for my kid's orthodontia? But Moxie basically allows that to happen. So you sort of build up credits. It kind of is a way to protect your cash flow a little bit. But it really does encourage people to shop local and to shop small. So and it's homegrown. I know they just went through some more rounds. They're expanding outside of Louisiana. So we're big fans at the Baton Rouge Fair Chamber of Moxie.
Yeah, absolutely. Moxie, a.k.a. Partners One. I've been a big fan of it because it's gotten to this. It has reached a point, not necessarily reached a point of critical mass, but it's reached a point of usage where you stop thinking of it as barter and start thinking of it as its own currency.
Right, exactly. And it is, it does, what's the way to say this? It's a Moxie buck or a Moxie dollar is equal to a U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
You still have to report earnings, so it's not like some magic, tax-free loophole. But again, it's a way to, I guess on the analytical side, it's a way to kind of protect your cash flow. But I really appreciate the kind of the network effect that it has, where it encourages you to support other business owners. And it's just, it feels small, and everything, especially in tech these days, feels so big that they really have thread that needle. So yeah, we're excited about what Charlie and them are doing.
No, absolutely. Yeah, big fan of her. And because it, like you said, it allows you to have transactions that you might not otherwise be able to afford. You've figured a way out of that. But it also keeps things out of your cash flow, off of your P&L. I know it's you're not avoiding taxes through it. But if we could use some of the modern lingo, it opens a door for girl math.
Yeah, I'd say it definitely does. I know that there is sort of a cap on the number of businesses that can participate, but again, it is homegrown. So we are both like the testing ground, but we're also the kind of the beneficiary of all these moves that they're doing. So we're excited to see if it can really catch fire outside of the state. I know they're already, I think, in Mississippi, but we'll kind of see where it goes.
Absolutely, we're talking with Chris Ballatin from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. All right, a lot of small businesses use Moxie. Saturday was Small Business Saturday. What's the latest?
Yeah, so one group that I was kind of following closely is with the West Baton Rouge Chamber. They actually have a Small Business Saturday Council, and I attended some of those meetings throughout the year. But it really is a year-long process. And extraordinary amount of setup, a lot of buy-in. It is supported by the West Baton Rouge Chamber and of course, by extension, BRAC. But it really is the work of the small business owners and entrepreneurs and just sort of super fans in the community. So it was an entire day, as Small Business Saturday goes, where you're encouraged to patron your local craft dealers and local food. I know they had a limousine service that was offering their services to get people from point A to point B. There was music. So I think from everything that I can tell, we were out of Baton Rouge for Thanksgiving, but it seemed like it went really, really well. And I think my goal for next year is to either help export that model to other parts of the city and other parts of the region, I should say. And then, of course, to hopefully next year we'll do this check-in, you know, before Small Business Saturday. But sure. It definitely is the season of shopping and gift giving, and I think everybody's sort of spending a little more than usual. So if you can kind of keep that spirit alive and try to shop local when you can, you know, it really does have a big effect on the local economy here.
Would an event like that, from Brack's standpoint, would an event like that want to be replicated on a parish-wide level, or would we be looking at a number of different events, like take the JCABA, the Jones Creek Area Business Association, they would have one that would be similar. Mid-City Merchants would have one, Downtown Merchants. Would it be a cluster of many events, or would you try to replicate and scale up?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the spirit of kind of the small aspect of Small Business Saturday, I think having it be very localized, very personalized. Again, this wasn't a mandate that was kind of handed down to them. This really sprung up from the ground, and I believe, I might be mistaken, but I think this is a few years in for them. It's not like it was their first rodeo, so to speak. So I think, and I know Mid-City Merchants just did their, I always say it wrong, is it White Light Night?
White Light Night, you got it right.
I got it right. Oh, my God, I had to say it slow. But so everybody does a ton of great stuff. I was hoping, I don't want to get into the trap of leaving somebody out. But, yeah, I think you're right, Brian. I think it could be a combination of maybe other organizations or other groups, maybe including myself at BRAC, kind of shining a light on this, and even maybe before that, encouraging people to do something like this. I think that the degree to which it's organic and it's meaningful to the community, that goes a long way. But again, I hopefully we don't have to fall into the trap where we had to do, you know, we can only do this one day a year. I think, I know for me, like, I love going, cause it's local and or it's close to me downtown. I love going to Brass. They have some awesome, kind of truly made in Louisiana stuff that's great for gifts, especially, you know, a lot of my gifts are being sent out of the state. So it's nice to have it be kind of an authentic, Louisiana product.
Wait, going where?
It's called Brass.
Brass.
It's on North. Yeah. Brass, like, BRASS. Yeah. Yeah, right next to Jolie, so you can grab a little lunch while you're down there too. But that's just a great little spot. Mimosa is right across from Baton Rouge High. That's kind of like a local jeweler. One of the owners, we were kind of like volunteer judges and mentors for a 4-H thing that happens in the summer. They're a Tiger think tank. A really, really nice guy. And again, it's like, You can maybe get a better deal online. Lord knows we get, you know, something delivered every day from Amazon or Target or Walmart or something like that. But I don't know. It, without being too corny, it's something nice about shopping local and actually being there, getting to talk to folks. And there's hopefully there'll be plenty of opportunity for people to kind of enjoy all the stuff that's going on. If you're looking for something to do, if you haven't heard about Baton Rouge Updates, you can get updates on a daily basis or all the events that are going on. That can either be through text or through the Remind app. If anybody has, I can follow up if you want to look for that if people are interested. But typically all these sort of events and places, you're going to kind of hear maybe a promotion or give you an idea for somewhere, some place to hit up. So
we're talking with Chris Ballatin from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. Chris, hey, from your office's perspective, from, you know, Small Business Saturday through the end of the year, kind of a downtime as far as events are concerned. What's the game plan right about now? Are y'all looking ahead to next year, or would there be plans to revamp the calendar to make sure that December doesn't get overlooked?
Yeah, I think for me personally, I know this is the Chamber's first year of kind of officially participating in a program called VCAP, and everything in my world is an acronym, so that's Venture Capital Apprenticeship Program, and it is done in conjunction with Professor Mike Kirby with the Finance Department at LSU, and then Bill Ellison with Innovation Catalyst over at the Louisiana Tech Park in Florida. You work with LSU finance students and then with local founders that are looking to kind of explore venture capital as a means for growth. So that's been awesome. I'll be there. Let's see, tomorrow night, Thursday night, there is an event. I think that event tomorrow is more or less, you know, private to the students and the faculty.
Yeah.
And the founders. But Thursday night, I'll be in New Orleans. It's with Idea Institute. It's their pitch night, and we have some of our Startup City Launch founders will be competing. So that should be a fun night. I think it's at the Hyatt, but I can get you that link. And then, yeah, I would say broader than that, there are a few events coming up. I know for me, it's a chance to kind of take a hard look on, you know, and a lot of this is done sort of internally with the organization, but even beyond that, just kind of taking a look at sort of what worked, what didn't work. You know, an example would be of something I'd like to, a kind of a wrinkle I'd like to add next year would be getting a little more ahead of the Small Business Saturday events. And, you know, because we are servicing the Nine Parish Capital Region, you know, that's been a point of emphasis for me to get out of EBR a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I think that'll hopefully continue next year. And both a combination of amplifying what's working and also maybe encouraging people to try things that we believe really can work, and we can point to other successes within the region. So
we got about 60. We got less than 60 seconds to go with Chris Ballatin from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. Within those last 60 seconds, I wanted to make sure I reserved a little bit of time for you to give a shout out to your outgoing boss.
Yeah, well, I definitely want to give a special thanks to Adam Knapp, our fearless leader. He has since moved on, but I really appreciate the chance to work at a place like the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. It's definitely been a new experience for me, but I love the work. I love working with individual business owners, talking to groups, kind of being out and about. It's really something that I wouldn't trade for anything, and I'm excited about what's coming up next year. And obviously, you know, he's moved on, but we're still working with him closely. And I will never kind of forget and appreciate the opportunity to kind of make this career change. I do want to give one quick plug to some current BRAC staff.
Okay.
And they are data analysts, and they do a Substack called BR by the Numbers.
Had him on last week.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah. Then I'll just be pushing it even more. But it really is great. And if you like kind of an email newsletter format, it is digestible. They have some pretty graphs in there, like kind of all the work they do. So this is meant to be absorbed. And if every article doesn't inform, you know, your day-to-day, maybe some of them will. And it's a neat way to kind of get an understanding of maybe why certain things are the way they are, or, you know, what sort of like some of the policy pressures are. So it's something I can't endorse enough.
No, every time a new one comes out, every time a new BR by the Numbers comes out, I nerd out on this like I'm setting my fantasy football roster, Chris. I'm all in.
This has been a rough year for my. I got one team that's going strong, but it's been a historic down year for my fantasy team.
Same on this end. In the Dave Ramsey League, I'm going to the playoffs. In my other league, I'm 1-10. Hey, we got to get you back on one more time before the year's out. Let's talk a little bit about that 2024 planning next time around. I also want to talk about defining success and setting parameters. He's Chris Ballatin with the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. I greatly appreciate you hopping on board, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian. Have a great rest of the day.
You